I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. The United States Coast Guard Band has been a fixture in eastern Connecticut since its inception 90 years ago, but the Coast Guard is considering moving the ensemble to Washington, D.C. That's the Coast Guard Band in a live performance at the Coast Guard Academy of the festive overture by Dmitri Shostakovich. Unlike the other military service bands who all reside in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Coast Guard Band has called New London home since its creation in 1925. Oboist Steve Wade spent 30 years with the Coast Guard Band before retiring in 2012. He says the ensemble is an essential part of the community.
The Coast Guard Band will do a concert a month. Those are free concerts open to the public. The chamber music concerts are also free. We also did a lot of educational things. We would bus in kids from, you know, surrounding area schools and do a school program. It has such a long tradition of, community support there.
But that tradition may come to an end. The Coast Guard says they are engaged in what they call pre-decisional activity to explore the possibility of moving the 55-member band to D.C. permanently. In a written statement, the Coast Guard says it wants to make sure the band is best positioned to fulfill its mission to represent the military branch. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal has sent a letter to the Commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard, Admiral Paul Zakumft, opposing the move. He says it will cost taxpayers a fortune, and with the future home of the National Coast Guard Museum being planned for New London, it simply doesn't make sense.
Why detract from a destination with a museum and the Coast Guard Academy that is splintered and divided if it moves the Coast Guard Band to Washington, D.C.?
The Coast Guard says no decision is expected until at least the spring of next year. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.